This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. So in this episode of Advice to Ilm Seekers, I'm going to address a question which I get every semester from my students. In fact, I get this very often. And that question is, how do we, people who are studying Islam, maintain ikhlas from niyyah, maintain a sincere intention for the sake of Allah? We know that having a sincere intention for the sake of Allah is very important. It is the deciding factor on whether we are rewarded for what we do or not. That seeking Islamic knowledge and teaching it with the wrong reasons, which is known as riya, showing off, this is a sin in Islam. It is a major sin, right? It's a form of minor shirk. And it is something for which a student of knowledge is punished for in the afterlife. On the other hand, doing this good work for the sake of Allah is one of the most rewarding deeds that a person can do. But we know that maintaining that ikhlas is not easy. As we do our work, as we study, ego creeps in, wrong intentions creep in, and we often find ourselves wondering, am I really doing this for the sake of Allah, or am I doing it for my ego? Now, when these thoughts come to us, the first point that we should realize is that if we are worried about our intention, if we are worried about whether we're doing this for the sake of Allah, if we are worried about whether we are sincere, then that in of itself is a sign of sincerity. That in of itself is a sign of ikhlas niyyah. Because only a sincere individual worries about his or her intention. Someone who is not sincere doesn't care. Right, they will do what they want, they will follow their nafs, they will please their ego, and they won't think twice about it. So the very fact that you worry about this is in of itself a sign of ikhlas. Now the question is, how do we maintain this ikhlas? And I'm going to mention three things that you and I can do to maintain our ikhlas. Point number one is to have a secret good deed. This is something which is recommended by many of the early scholars. And that is that you have at least one good deed in your life that you do on a regular basis that nobody knows about except Allah. So this can be a secret charity, it can be some anonymous way in which you are serving the community and helping the ummah, it can be some extra salah that you pray in private that nobody knows about, it can be some Quranic recitation that you do that nobody knows about, it can be some istighfar, some repentance that you do every day that nobody knows about. At least having one deed like this on a daily basis. The benefit of this is twofold. Number one, you know that that deed in particular is free from riya, because you are doing it for the sake of Allah. No one knows about it except Allah. There's nobody else who knows about it. So there's nobody else that you could be doing it for. So that's the first point. The other benefit that you get from that is that it trains you. It trains you to have ikhlas niyyah. That by doing that deed solely for the pleasure of Allah, that sincerity can rub off onto our other deeds that we do throughout the day in public. The second way in which you can maintain ikhlas niyyah is to surround yourself with good company. Keep yourself constantly in the company of people who are sincere, people who are reminded to be sincere, people who are working to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, people who want to do what is best for the ummah. Stay away from company that is egotistical, that is self-centered, that has an agenda. Because these people, their qualities will rub off on you. So make sure that your friends are people who, when they see you straying, they remind you to do things for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we have this kind of good company, inshallah, it will help us to maintain a sincere intention. A third way in which we can maintain ikhlas niyyah is to make dua to Allah every day to keep us sincere. And to make dua to Allah to forgive us when we unknowingly fall into riya. Because sometimes it just creeps up on us. We don't even realize when we have riya. So may Allah protect us from this and forgive us when we do it unknowingly. These are duas that we should be making every day. I want to mention two more bits of advice on this topic of riya, showing off. The first is that some people ask me, how do I get rid of it completely? What's the one thing I can do that I'll never experience riya ever again in my life? And the answer to that is, there is nothing you can do to get rid of it completely. because the jihad against the nafs, the striving against the temptations of the soul, against the wrong intentions, against the ego, this is an ongoing thing until we die. Really, the more righteous you become, the more your ego tries to sneak in. The more famous you become, the harder it becomes to avoid riyah. The more successful you are in your dawah, the harder it is to avoid riyah. There is nothing that you can do that's going to make it go away. It is a constant jihad that goes on until the day we pass away. So it's something you need to be constantly aware of. It's something you need to be constantly fighting. There's no way to get rid of it completely. The other point I wanted to mention is that shaitan is going to use this to try and make you give up. Shaitan is going to tell you, don't do Islamic work because you're not doing it for the sake of Allah. Don't give that lecture because you're not doing it for the sake of Allah. Don't make that YouTube video because you're not doing it for the sake of Allah. And what's going to happen? You're not going to do it. You're not going to make your YouTube videos. You're not going to post on Facebook anything beneficial. You're not going to give lectures. You're not going to teach. You're not going to write. What are you going to do? Shaitan is cutting you off from the dawah in the guise of stopping you from riyah. Rather, when these thoughts come to you, when a thought comes to you saying, don't do it because you have riyah, tell yourself, I will do it and I will do it for the sake of Allah. Right? Fight off the negative thoughts that shaitan is putting in your mind and do it for the sake of Allah. Whenever you want to do something that is a good deed, that is going to benefit the ummah, don't let shaitan stop you with his negative thoughts. Rather, tell yourself, I am going to do it and I'm going to do it for the sake of Allah. And if any wrong intentions sneak in, I ask Allah to forgive me and to guide me and to keep me doing it sincerely for His sake. So this is some advice on the topic of riyah and maintaining a sincere intention. I hope that it benefits you all. May Allah protect us from riyah. May He keep us sincere. May He keep us humble. And may He keep us serving His deen and use us to benefit this ummah. Jazakallah khairan. And inshallah, I will see you all in the next video to discuss another question which I get asked very often by my students regarding seeking knowledge. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.